Good morning, everybody, from a drizzly Broadstairs. It's been raining in the night. I slept for 4 hours. I woke at, what time did I wake? 4 o'clock. And I've been awake ever since. It's now about 7:45, and Obi's just brought me a lovely cup of tea in bed. I haven't had a drink since the cup of tea we had when we arrived last night. I've been very good with my fluid so that I could be a bit worse today. And, I've got some biscuits here. We did have biscuits in the room. We had 2 packs of 2 shortbread fingers, but we ate those with the tea yesterday afternoon. So now I've brought my own tub of biscuits. Obi said I'll never get through them all, and I won't, but... Oh, dear, I nearly tipped them over then. I've got Jacob's crackers, the plain ones, not the ones with salt on. I've got rich tea, and I've got the prize of the thing, which I really shouldn't be eating, but I'm going to have some of. Do you want some of these, darling? You don't want them?
What's that?
Oreos.
Oh, no, I don't want those.
Don't you? I don't like proper Oreos, but these are Oreo thins. They were rodents. I pinched them out of the cupboard. Because there's another box. They're like little packs. I think they're like meant to be for like packed lunches or something, so I'm going to open one now. So this morning I've had a couple of dry crackers, so I'm going to have breakfast. Obviously, but yeah, these are very thin. They're cream, little cream biscuits, very thin, as they say. They're like the thickness of a Ritz. They have got a little bit of cream in them. Now, they're a bit thicker than a Ritz. That one was broken, but they're not like a normal cream biscuit. They're about a quarter of the thickness of that. The network here is, the phone service is rubbish. 1 minute I have 4G, and the next thing I've got no service, and then I've got 3G, and then I've got no service. I've got 1 bar, Vodafone 1 bar, 3 bars. And the free Wi-Fi is a crap. So any posts I make will be uploaded when I get home tomorrow. We had a nice evening. The dinner was okay, it was good. I had prawns in some kind of fancy tomato butter for starter, with cress. A little bit of that. I've got to be very careful what I eat, that's the trouble. I only had a couple of my prawns, but I ate most of them, except the tail. And then I had... Oh, and he didn't. He had a share, a thing to share. He didn't have a main course. He had just like a fish platter to share, and he had smoked salmon, mackerel, prawns in crab mayonnaise, crayfish tails, some mange to cress. I don't know. It was all fancy stuff. And sliced gherkins. He doesn't like them, so I had those. And then my main course was sea bass in some kind of jus, which was nice. Asparagus, which I don't like, and I didn't eat it. I don't think I'm meant to eat it anyway. Broccoli and very, very small slices of potato. I could eat this whole packet there, but I won't be able to eat the breakfast. Box. So I'm allowed, it's like they were like new potatoes sliced up in a sauce, and as I'm allowed 3 egg-sized boiled potatoes, I just had to hope they'd been boiled. And there's nothing I can do if they hadn't, and I certainly didn't have 3. And then we had a portion of homemade battered onion rings, beer battered onion rings, which were lovely. We shared those. They were huge, like bracelets. And Obi had a Capri Sun to drink, and I had nothing. And we had a little walk outside. And I came upstairs and spent the rest of the evening up here. Shut up! I hope you didn't hear that. Honest to God.
Just kidding, yeah.
Oh yeah, he's just kidding, of course. Anyway. I woke up at 4. I've been trying to record the seagulls. And they'll come, I'll get my recording going, and then they'll stop. And then I'll go back to, I was listening to my book. I'm on the second Paul Dark book, Demelza, and I've only got about 40 minutes to go. And I already downloaded the third one so that I had something to listen to it in the wee small hours, because I always wake up at ridiculous times. One more of these. I don't want to spoil my appetite. The breakfast menu is huge, absolutely huge, but I'll probably just have a fried egg, a vegetarian sausage, some forbidden baked beans, two bits of toast and tea. There's loads of eating places around here, so I think tonight we're going to go and find somewhere outside, aren't we? Well, I think that'd be quite nice to do that. Whatever I say. Am I the boss? Okay. I've got that on record now. Let's try this tea. It's Tetley. At home I have PG, but this is actually quite nice. With the perforations. If anyone remembers the old Tetley adverts about letting the perforations flood out. Actually, it's a really nice cup of tea. Thank you, darling. What time do you want to hit the dining room? The dining room.
What time do you want to go?
What time is it now? About 8? About 9? What about
9? 8 or 6 now.
What about 9-ish?
Cool, what time do you want to go?
Because it gives us, they're open till 10, so it gives us a bit of time. Pet dogs are allowed here, in here. Evening, they were evening. Where did we eat? Were we in the lounge last night or the bar?
Somewhere.
I know we were somewhere.
I think I found a twice nice spot last night.
What, where we ate?
No, where we didn't even eat there. Not breakfast this
morning, I think. Oh, nice. Is it looking out over the sea?
No.
Oh, I see. We've got to have it in where they said under the arch, didn't they? Do you remember breakfast? I don't think we can have breakfast anywhere like we can dinner.
Okay.
When we were at the reception, the bloke said, "Under the, you have your breakfast under the arch over there," and he pointed. Yeah, anyway, there was a couple with a little Jack Russell. We went to say hello. His name was Milo, and he was 4. He was very quiet and very well behaved, and the man picked him up. So Obi went and saw them when he went up to the, or he went out to find where the toilets were. And then when we'd finished, we went over and said hello. Because I miss my dogs. And the shink, of course. Anyway, I spoke to Ronan this morning and they're all fine. Connor is home from Cornwall, and I think he'll be coming home on Wednesday to grace us with his presence. So that's my tea finished, and I'm going to just relax a little bit till it's time to get up for breakfast. Happy days.